Welcome to another episode of Explore LA Living. This is the show to top all others, and I'm excited to have you with me for the ride. This is James Dunn, your host and LA local turned real estate agent at eXp Realty, and I have new insights about this great city of ours, the City of Angels, and I can't wait to share them with you. So let's dive into the topics of this episode right now. Los Angeles is reopening. It's crazy to think we finally arrived at this moment. LA County is officially reopening today, June 15th, assuming that I release this episode on time, right? COVID cases in LA are way down compared to our peak back a few months ago. Our 7-day average is about 220 cases per day. We currently have about 300 people in the hospital that we hope can recover. And the amount of people that are passing away from COVID is approximately 12 per day on average. Obviously, we don't want anyone to die from this disease, and that should be our goal as a city, country, and world. But seeing that we are heading in the right direction, that those cases, those deaths are dropping and lowering is a great, great sign. It's great news, very welcome news. And me, I'm pretty excited to see that. To give you some perspective, to give you some historical context, there was a point when LA County was averaging 18,000 cases a day, and there were 8,000 people in the hospital. And there were 300 people dying from COVID on a daily basis. Now we have 300 people in the hospital total compared to 8,000. We have 220 average cases per day versus 18,000 cases per day and 12 people passing a day versus 300 per day. So we've made amazing progress. Are you going to be able to handle the reopening? LA County will reopen with a few little caveats that I'll go over in a second, but now places like gyms, totally all in. That'll be a different experience. When you visit family, friends, county guidelines, they'll endorse you seeing people's faces in person if you're vaccinated. Now, for those of you listening from other parts of the country or even the world, this all may sound very strange because you may be way ahead of us with the easing of restrictions, or you could possibly be experiencing serious lockdowns due to an active COVID outbreak happening right now. If the latter is the case, I hope that you and your country get past the wave as best as you can with minimal suffering. We in LA have been very, very strict for a very long time, and this is new to us, being able to be maskless at certain events and in certain situations, which is going to be nice. The big detail here is that these guidelines are for vaccinated individuals. So if you're not vaccinated, please continue to protect yourself, wear a mask, and socially distance because you're still vulnerable. Bars and restaurants, concert venues, grocery stores, those can all operate at full indoor and outdoor capacity, so there will be no capacity restrictions. California will utilize CDC guidelines for fully vaccinated people who will not be required to wear a mask except for public transit, flights, and when visiting healthcare facilities. So I have to emphasize, if you are not vaccinated, you will still have requirements in place. For vaccinated people, you won't be required to wear a mask in certain scenarios. Physical distancing requirements will not be required at public and private events and large venues like sports arenas and music performances. Those will no longer have capacity limits, but a vaccine verification or negative test will be required for indoor events with more than 5,000 people, and the vaccine verification or test will be recommended for outdoor events with 10,000 or more people. So it'll be a recommendation, but not required for the outdoor. People traveling into the state will no longer be required to isolate or quarantine. California's state of emergency will remain in effect, though. I know that's something I and many others have been paying attention to. Governor Newsom mentioned that the state of emergency would remain in effect that will allow the state to respond quickly to adverse events if those happen. Hopefully, that's not the case, but if there is a scenario where the state needs to act quickly, then the state of emergency will allow for that to happen. So get excited, LA County. We are back. Whether you're vaccinated or not, you'll experience the full opening of the venues that you frequented before the pandemic. More outdoor activities around other people. Seeing your beautiful faces again. Oh my gosh, after over a year hiding behind masks for so long, that is going to be such a special moment for me personally. I'm sure most of you feel the same. And now we pivot to real estate news, my favorite. Mortgage rates hovering around 3% or just above it, just a tad, but again, still at historic lows, which is pretty remarkable that they've remained there for so long. There was a moment at the beginning of the year when the rates started to climb up pretty quickly, and we thought that might have been the moment when things were going to change, but lo and behold, the rates dropped again, got back down to about 3%, and they were at 3.5% for a while, but now they're back down to 3, which is, again, historically low. We were spoiled. We are spoiled. I was fortunate to speak to a client the other day and friend that said they saved about $500 per month on their payment because they refinanced, which is pretty incredible. And I get really excited when I hear those kinds of things. I absolutely love it. People, friends, clients, past clients that are taking advantage of this moment are able to save a few bucks and put some money in their pocket to use how they wish, whether it's for leisure or to plan for future investments, whatever. You just never know. It's really up to you, but the fact that you have that opportunity is absolutely incredible. So if you are a homeowner and you have yet to refinance and your rate is above 3.5 or 4%, please, please reach out to your preferred loan officer and have that conversation so that you can work those numbers and see if it makes sense for you to refinance. Because if it is, then you're going to be able to save a lot of money, put some more money in your pocket, and just take advantage of that. If you're a buyer that's looking to purchase property right now, you will also benefit from low rates. Even though your challenge will be inventory, which I'll talk about in a moment, the good news though is that when you find the home that you love and your offer gets accepted, you're gonna have low rates waiting for you at the end of that escrow. So that's absolutely incredible. So take advantage of the mortgage rates. Right now, they're very low. Please, please take advantage. If you have not started the process of getting a pre-approval or looking into getting pre-approved, have the conversation. If you're a renter right now, please have the conversation. Regardless of the result, I promise you, it's worth it in the long run to have the conversation, because either you'll find out that you qualify for a mortgage right now, or you'll be put on a path toward a future approval. No matter the case, that conversation is a win. Take advantage of it right now. And now the conversation about inventory. I've been kind of avoiding this, but it has to be discussed because basically mainstream news has it. You probably heard about what's going on. And when it hits mainstream, the cat's pretty much out of the bag. Inventory is insanely low. There's no way around it. And it's pretty much across the board anywhere and everywhere you're looking. But specifically here in LA County, we are in an inventory drought when it comes to homes. And that means that buyers that I have had the pleasure of working with, at times we are running into challenges getting an offer accepted regardless of the strategies and tactics that we put in place in the offers. And we're being pretty aggressive, I have to admit. In a perfect world, you would like one happy buyer available for every happy seller. You'd have some equilibrium, traditional negotiating, then you'd go into a traditional escrow. That would be amazing. Today's market, we're far from it. Dozens of offers are being written on every home right now, or many, I should say, and that's probably just a minimum average or estimate. I have seen cases where agents underestimated the interest their listing would get, and they got inundated with 50 plus offers. That looks great on paper, and it's kind of a brag that you could put out there, but when you and your seller have to spend forever reviewing 50 offers, not that great. Bottom line, it's extremely competitive out there, and you have to be prepared for that as a buyer, and I mean the competition. Knowing that is going to keep you and help you when you're deciding how to structure your offers that are being submitted and that you're submitting to the seller. And because inventory is low, it's possible that you won't even receive a counteroffer. And if you don't know what a counteroffer is, that's when you get a response to your original offer with different terms that you can consider. The seller may see one or two great offers that stand out of the dozen plus and leave the rest behind. So your odds for getting a counter are low in many cases. A lot of people are basically submitting best and final, quote unquote, up front and having that offer accepted without even having to go back and forth with counters. I bet you might be asking yourself, what are some of the terms in these offers that are getting them to actually get accepted? Well, some examples of terms included in winning offers include things like committing to paying for any gap between the appraised value and the purchase price, significantly reducing or even eliminating certain protections like appraisal contingencies, inspection contingencies, or loan contingencies. If you're curious what those are, DM me and I'll make sure to have a conversation with you on Instagram. But I'm not advocating for that on this podcast. I am not advising anyone out there to do that. So this is not real estate advice. You obviously have to look out for your best interest. Those are protections in the contract that are in place to protect you. But what I am trying to say is that this marketplace has created circumstances where buyers are removing those contingencies up front in order to get their offer accepted because it's so competitive. Be careful with those things. Talk to your realtor when considering those types of tactics because you are taking risks when you do that, but that is what's happening these days. And inventory does not look like it's going up anytime soon. I'm following the numbers very closely. I'm a bit of a data geek. Our inventory would basically need to triple in order for it to meet the demand that exists today. And there's a million reasons why this is happening. I won't get into the weeds on this episode. I may dig into it maybe another time, or I might go live on Instagram or maybe some other opportunity. But there's a lot of factors that are in play that are causing inventory to be low. This is possibly a years-long process to get back to the old healthy level of homes for sale that can meet the demand that's out there. So if you're someone that is thinking about waiting for the market to correct or for the market to settle down, you're going to be waiting for a very long time. And finally, open houses are back. That's a big deal for access to the few homes that are available. Before open houses returned, it took filling out COVID disclosures for every house you wanted to see, then appointments after appointments after appointments to be able to view homes during the pandemic. It was a bit of a challenge, but I adopted, as did my clients, because in order for us to get into homes, we had to schedule the appointments. But open houses are back, which is welcome news, I think, for a lot of buyer agents, because this will allow for us to go back to a more traditional way of handling showings with a bit of a caravan vibe from home to home versus trying to book appointments at various properties. I have heard mixed reactions from listing agents, and the reason why is because many of them enjoyed not having to be at their listings when it came to showings, but others are pretty excited about it. I'm slowly seeing more and more traditional open houses scheduled, which is great. Every weekend. So if you are going to be getting into the market now, know that it is possible that you won't have to jump through a bunch of different hoops to get into these properties. No more forms to be filled out for COVID. You will be able to walk up to a property and walk right through the door with a mask, and you'll be able to take a look at the home and decide if it's the right house for you to submit an offer. The catch with the new policy, and of course there's always a catch, is that sellers, if they wanted to, could make the showing guidelines a little stricter. So if a seller wants for you to wear a mask and then also potentially book appointments, and they don't want for the listing agent to actually have an open and they still want appointment-based showings, that can still happen. So it's going to take a little while, I think, for the real estate market to go back to the old style of open houses. So it could be kind of a mixed bag of traditional open houses where you can just walk right up, and some appointments that you may have to schedule. So just keep an eye on that if you're in the market and you see a bit of a mix of the two. Everything is too far. So I will leave you with that for today. It has been nearly a year since I've actually posted an episode, so much has happened in that time, but I am excited to get back on the mic again, talking to you, you awesome human being. So I hope that you find some value in this episode. If you like this show, please follow or subscribe on your podcast player of choice. Thanks again. I am James Dunn, your host, Angelino Turn Real Estate Agent at eXp Realty. You can find me on Instagram at Explore LA Living or on Facebook, Explore LA Living. And if you have any questions or comments for me, send me a DM on Instagram or email me at podcast@exploreLALiving.com. Let's end today's episode with this awesome track by We Are the Good, Beautiful Catastrophe. Thanks so much for listening to this show, and we'll catch you on the next one.
catastrophe.